Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To try to beat Migs. I know Vincent from Olympia is. Vincent, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you by chance tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to hear the cheat sheet?
No, I was not listening to the men's room at that time.
That is okay. That means he's a man of integrity.
Well, Steve, I would love it if you got out of the studio now.
Goodbye.
For those playing along at home, Vincent has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
That would be Pinocchio.
It is. What moisturizer is extracted from sheep's wool?
Moisturizer? Sheep's wool. Pass.
How many pounds are in a ton?
How many pounds are in 2,000?
Yes. Mach refers to the speed of what?
Knots?
Mach. M-A-C-H.
Is that airspeed?
No.
A Mach. A Mach path.
Ceviche is originally from what South American country?
Mexico.
No.
Belize.
No.
Guatemala.
No. What does the WD in WD-40 stand for?
WD, wet.
No.
Weather.
No.
Pass.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa? That would pass. I don't know.
Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory? Yes, it was Da Vinci. Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory?
The Yukon. Mexico.
No.
Mexico.
No. All right, Vincent, you got 3 correct. Wow.
Oh, 3, come on.
You know what? That's what our 650 contestant got as well, so at least there's some consistency from the worthy competitors. Steve Migs is back, but the question is, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
That would be Ron Jeremy. Pinocchio.
Yes. What moisturizer is extracted from sheep's wool?
Lotion?
No.
I don't know. A moisturizer. Pass.
How many pounds are in a ton?
2,000.
Yes. Mach refers to the speed of what?
Sound.
Yes. Ceviche is originally from what South American country?
I believe that is Peru.
It is.
Yes.
What does the WD in WD-40 stand for?
Crap. I remember. I know it's water.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the hell? I never even thought once. Water. Water displacement.
Yes. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That would be Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. Da Vinci.
Yes, sir. Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory?
Huh?
Which U.S. state shares
Alaska.
Yes. Who has the most NBA MVP awards?
Kobe Bryant.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No. What comedian provided the voice of the Aflac duck until he was let go in 2011?
Gilbert Gottfried.
That is correct. And Steve?
Yes.
You got 8 correct. And that is a victory. 8-3.
Wow.
Sorry, Vincent.
Ah, come on. Those were tough questions.
They were tough questions.
For one of us.
No!
No, I'm saying they were very hard. I had to really flex my brain muscles to get those right. Was it Steph Curry?
No. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Really?
He has 6.
Good for him.
Yeah, for sure. The moisturizer that you extract from sheep's wool is lanolin.
Duh.
Everybody knows that.
I'd like to apologize to both of you for getting that one wrong.
Well, congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm really hoping that when we go to Sunrise de Mayo on the 3rd of May in your hometown of Puyallup, that we see some of those I Beat Migs t-shirts in the crowd.
That would be awesome. You could get the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And even if you never beat me, you could still get it and wear it.
No one's going
to
judge you.
And lie to people and say, yeah, I'm real smart. Just go to the Rock Shop at KSW.com.
And that's where you can also find details on our party, Sunrise de Mayo.